James Tai moved through a crowd of well-dressed party guests, following a path lit by tiki torches. Uniformed servants patrolled with trays of crab and caviar on brioche or pickled oysters with cucumber. Attractive people stood chatting all around him, drinks in hand, laughing. Tai was older by a decade at least. Across the cove, more people danced to algorave music beneath a moonlit Caribbean sky someone thought was improved by laser lights. The acrid aroma of sativa wafted past. Black dresses with spaghetti straps, tailored jackets with dress shirts, handmade chronometers on every man's wrist. Tai felt like an alien. Snatches of conversations came to him as he passed.
Tarantula cheese! How on earth do they make it? Founded a blockchain non-profit. What's their exit plan?
A beautiful young woman exhaled from a jeweled vape pen and eyed him as he walked past. Tai's good looks had always eased his way. Blessed with a gymnast's physique and boyish charm, he'd been able to avoid the more serious consequences of his bad life choices. And tonight, clothed in a bespoke jacket, slacks, and dress shirt, he projected an image of casual wealth. Which was a lie, of course. 37 years old, and Tai didn't own a respectable outfit. This one had been tailored for him on his arrival to the island. The jacket draped perfectly off his shoulders. The shirt fabric was soft as liquid. In this disguise, Tai surveyed the social terrain. Several hundred guests of various ethnicities with straight white teeth, clear complexions, and the laid-back stance of people whose futures were assured. They seemed to accept him as one of their own. Other guests nodded in recognition as he passed. A man tapped his arm.
"Are you James Teague?"
Tai nodded. "It's pronounced Tai. Call me JT." Another man shook his hand.
"JT, brilliant, mate!"
A pat on the back.
"Well done, Yank!"
A Gen Alpha woman in a form-fitting mini-dress shouted,
"Oh, my God!"
She produced a phone quicker than a gunslinger. In moments, she was doing a duck face next to him as her phone flashed a selfie. Smile gone for a quick inspection.
"One more!"
An instant laugh, and this time a raised eyebrow and quizzical smile next to his nonplussed face.
Flash.
"Got it!"
She walked off without another word, head down and thumbing her screen. Tai recalled the Kayapo tribesmen of Brazil. They hated to be photographed. He felt a sudden kinship with them as he feared for his social media soul, then remembered he didn't have one. Somebody pressed a cold red stripe into Tai's hand.
"Cheers, mate."
Nearby guests all raised their glasses and beer bottles. One of them was an actor Tai recognized from American television. The path ahead was filled with fashion models, entrepreneurs, artists, and pundits. And here Tai was among them, soaking up his 15 minutes of internet fame. Brought in from the edge, he felt more like an outsider than ever before. Just then, a hissing sound rose, drowning out the dance music. A shout went up from the crowd, fingers pointed skyward. The hiss soon resolved into a whoosh of jet motors. Tai followed the collective gaze upward to see a lone figure on high, backlit by whirling laser lights, a rider on a jetboard carving through the night sky. The noise grew deafening as the pilot controlled the craft like a surfer, banking and arcing above the center of the party. Jet wash tangled palm fronds and kicked up skirts as the audience roared approval. The helmeted rider in a white jumpsuit passed above them, arms held up in triumph, urging their applause. His outfit emblazoned with a stylized logo of the name Joyce down its entire length. The crowd went mad, cheering as the rider sailed off northward, the jet roar receding toward the great house on the far side of the island. The algorave dance music returned, along with excited chatter. A woman nearby.
"Holy shit! Was that really Nathan?
Look!
A man held up his phone to show proof of what they'd all just seen. Nathan Joyce, their billionaire host.